The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today's five-star review, titled Informative for Entrepreneurs by SMB562. A friend shared this podcast with me a year ago, and I've been hooked ever since. I opened a women's clothing boutique 2 years ago, and all the social media marketing tips have been very helpful. Thank you, Shalene and Brock.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out. All right, Brock, take it away.
Hey there, and welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. This is my first episode of 2020, so I just wanted to say welcome and thank you, whether you've listened to every single word we've ever spoken on this podcast, or whether you're a totally new listener and this is your first time ever hearing my voice. Welcome to the show. My name is Brock Johnson. I'm the son of Shalene Johnson and the co-host of this podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to be here and to listen. I really, really do appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Today's episode is a highly requested one, especially following the series of episodes that we did explaining TikTok and how to grow your following there, what even is TikTok. So if you haven't listened to those episodes, I recommend starting there. But today we're going to be talking about how to go live on TikTok, and really more specifically, how you can make real money on TikTok. This is one feature that sets TikTok apart from Instagram, Facebook, any of these other platforms. Of course, on all the other platforms, you can sell products, you can direct people to links, you can promote things, advertise, you can make money in that way. But what's unique about TikTok is you can actually directly make money right there on the app. There's a built-in system that allows your fans, your followers, to basically give you tips or give you money right there within your live videos. So first of all, how do you even go live? You might even be surprised to hear that you can go live on TikTok. So how do you go live? You have to have over 1,000 followers to go live on TikTok. So unfortunately, if you just made your account today for the first time or you don't have an account yet, you won't be able to go live. But once you gain more than 1,000 followers, you'll be able to go live. And I know what you're thinking, Brock, I only have like 300 followers on Instagram. I'm still struggling there. How am I supposed to get to 1,000 on TikTok? Well, if you listen to our previous episodes about TikTok, you would know that it's actually not as hard as you may think. I have had lots of listeners of Build Your Tribe sending me DMs on Instagram and messages on TikTok itself, telling me that they have already gone viral. They posted a dancing video with their kids. They posted a video of themselves playing a game. They posted an informational video that somehow was funny or really inspiring, and they began to go viral. So we actually have quite a few Build Your Tribe listeners who now have over 1,000 followers on TikTok and have videos with over 1 million views, people gaining hundreds of thousands, even a few people with 1 million views on some of their videos on TikTok. So very, very proud. If you can hear the sound of my voice and you're one of those people who has had a video go viral on TikTok since listening to our Build Your Tribe episodes, congratulations, you are awesome. But basically, I just to tell you that it's easier right now on TikTok than it is on any other platform to grow a following fast. Because of the virality of TikTok, because of the way the algorithm is set up, even if you have zero followers, you can start to get views on your video. In fact, when I had my first viral video, which went to 300,000 views overnight and is now over 5 million views, when I first posted that, I only had 300 followers on TikTok. And that was about a year ago. Now I have close to 300,000 followers on TikTok, and I get anywhere from 30 to 50, 100,000 views on most of my videos, with about one out of every five videos going somewhat viral and getting about 500,000 views, which is crazy. It's crazy. especially because I don't post that frequently on TikTok. I don't use it or market it the same way with the same intentionality that I do on Instagram or Facebook. So it's very interesting just to note that it's very easy actually to grow a large following and a large fan base on TikTok and get that ability to go live. Okay, so once you get 1,000 followers, you can go live. Let's talk about how the money works on TikTok. It's a little bit confusing. There's a lot of numbers and a lot of conversion going on, and I think that that's intentional. We'll explain it all in just a second, but I think it's intentional, all of this conversion and all of these numbers and all of these unique terms, because TikTok wants to hide the fact that you're basically paying people directly or that you can really make that much money on TikTok. If all the money was just called dollars and cents and you were tipping people in dollars and cents, it would feel a lot more scary to give your favorite creator $50 on a live stream. That would be something that was like, whoa, I really got to think about spending $50. But when you're like, hey, I'm just going to give them a drama queen, which I'll explain what that is in a second, it feels a lot less daunting. And then when you think about the fact that a drama queen isn't even money, it's just like coins, which is some made up currency that TikTok created, and coins get converted to diamonds. It's so intricate that the average person isn't going to be able to figure it out. And even if they do, even after listening to this episode, and you will have an understanding of what a coin is and what a diamond is and what a rainbow puke is, even though you'll have that understanding, your brain will still subconsciously not think about it as pure money. You're not going to think about it the same way you consider a dollar bill in your pocket. So with that being said, let's talk about what exactly is the currency of TikTok, what's the exchange rate and all of that stuff. As a user of TikTok, no matter how many followers you have, even if you just started your account today, you can purchase what are called coins. The conversion rate is basically one coin equals 1 cent. So 100 coins equals 100 cents, which equals $1. So 100 coins, $1. Basically, 1 cent is 1 penny. You can use those coins to purchase gifts while someone is on a live stream. So let's say you're watching your favorite TikToker on a live stream. They're doing something very interesting. Maybe they're incentivizing you asking questions or you tipping them. You can send them gifts as tips while watching that live stream. The gifts that you can purchase are as follows. A panda is worth 5 coins, aka 5 cents. An Italian hand, 5 coins, aka 5 cents. A love bang, 25 coins, aka 25 cents, a quarter. A sun cream, 50 coins. Rainbow puke, 100 coins. A concert, 500 coins, and I'm very rich, which is 1,000 coins, and the granddaddy of them all is called a drama queen. And when you gift the person who's live streaming, when you send them a drama queen, that is worth 5,000 coins, or the equivalent to $50 that you have spent to purchase that gift. So again, 1 cent equals 1 coin. 100 coins, 100 cents is, of course, a dollar, so on and so forth. Once those gifts are received by the person who is live streaming, they go into a bank. They go into basically holding for the person who is live streaming. Once they're in that bank, they're still converted once again. So it's not showing up in your bank as, you know, I have 25 drama queens and 3 rainbow pukes. It's not even showing up as, you know, I have 400,000 coins or whatever. It's converted once again to something that's exactly equal, which is a diamond. So 1 cent equals 1 coin, which equals 1 diamond. So when you are gifted a rainbow puke, which is worth 100 coins, aka 100 cents, it goes into the creator's bank account as 100 diamonds. Here's where the conversion starts to get a little bit more confusing, but don't worry, I'll give you some simple math in just a second to break it down even more. When you try to withdraw your diamonds, the conversion is 1 diamond equals 0.5 cent. So let's go through the full conversion here. 1 cent equals 1 coin, which equals 1 diamond, which equals 0.5 cent. Now you see how TikTok makes money. Basically, they have you converting 1 cent equals half a cent. So they get 50% of all the coins and all the gifts and all the diamonds that are exchanged on TikTok. So what does this mean? Let's talk a little bit more about this. Basically, that would mean that you would need 200 diamonds to equal one US dollar. And it's important to note that all of the currency on TikTok is based on US dollars. So if you're outside the US, there are some conversion rates that will apply. I believe if you're in Canada, you lose about 2% after all of the conversions of the exchange rates on TikTok. But basically, 200 diamonds equals one US dollar. And we can follow that because 200 cents would equal 200 coins, would equal 200 diamonds. Now that we have 200 diamonds, we can cut that in half because that is the amount that we will actually get, which would be like 100 diamonds, and then flip it back to cents. 100 cents equals $1. So yes, it's confusing. And if you're confused right now, that's okay. Basically, what you need to know is that one coin is 1 cent when you purchase it, but when you receive it, it's worth half a cent. So that's how people are beginning to make money on TikTok. People are being tipped during their live streams. I challenge you, if you are a user of TikTok, the next time your favorite user is live, or even the next time anyone is live, pop on there and watch for a second, and you'll be blown away at the amount of people tipping. And we'll talk about that in just a second, but let's talk really quickly. Let's finish up our discussion of all these conversion rates. So like I said, 200 diamonds is equal to one US dollar. All the currency is in US dollars. You can't withdraw the diamonds. You can't withdraw the money from your account and transfer it to your actual tangible bank account until you get to $100, which means that you need to be gifted the equivalent of 20,000 coins, which would convert to 20,000 diamonds before equaling $100. So if you remember a second ago, all those different gifts that I listed, the biggest gift, the granddaddy of them all, is the drama queen, which is worth 5,000 coins, also known as 5,000 diamonds, or the equivalent of a $50 purchase by the follower. And when you receive that as the content creator, as the person who's going live, you would basically get $25. So, very simple math, you would need four drama queens to reach $100. You would need four drama queens, or the equivalent of that in other gifts, to reach $100 and be able to withdraw from your account. You have to have a minimum of $100 in your account to withdraw. You also can only have a maximum of $1,000 to withdraw. So if you're just getting tons and tons of drama queens, you're racking up those coins and you're getting mega payouts on TikTok, you can't withdraw more than $1,000 at a time. I don't know if anyone's run into that problem yet. Maybe some of the biggest content creators have, but that is an interesting cap that TikTok has put on it. Let's now discuss some of the top earners on TikTok and their estimated income based off their following. The person on TikTok with the most amount of followers is Lauren Gray. She has 37 million followers on TikTok. Her username is LaurenGray, Lauren Gray. Her estimated income from TikTok alone and just from her live streams is between $22,000 and $37,000. Charli D'Amelio, who you've likely heard of, she is one of the most recently viral people on TikTok. If you have been on TikTok at all, you've probably seen her videos or seen people recreating or mocking her videos. She has 16 million followers. I believe she's 16 or 17 years old. She just makes little dancing videos. Her estimated income from TikTok and her live streams is between $10,000 and $16,000. Again, these are estimates based off the number of followers they have. This doesn't take into account how often the person goes live, how engaged their followers are, or what goes on their live stream. So let's bring that now to the final piece, which is like, what goes on those live streams? How are these kids like actually getting tips? How are they making these great sums of money? How are they getting these gifts from their followers on TikTok? Basically, they're just tapping into the feeling, the desire that so many of us have to be famous ourselves, to be recognized by our favorite celebrity. Imagine this, you're a young 14-year-old girl, you're watching Charli D'Amelio, you love her dance videos, you're watching her on live stream, and she says that if you tip her a drama queen, she will do a duet with one of your videos. That means that for just 5,000 coins, which again, we don't think about as money, for just 5,000 coins, you can send her a drama queen and she'll say, oh my gosh, thank you so much. And then she'll say your name and she'll even do a video duetting one of your videos. So now your face, your video is on her page. For little kids who aren't even thinking about the money that's their parents' money coming from their Apple iTunes accounts, they're not thinking about it in terms of dollars. That's nothing. Just a drama queen, of course. Over winter break, my mom and I were doing some experiments, watching some popular TikTok creators and watching what would go on their live videos. And oftentimes, their live videos, there wasn't even any content being provided. They weren't answering questions. They weren't dancing. They weren't educating. They weren't inspiring. There was nothing going on except for bidding wars. One thing that I saw someone incentivize their gift giving by was they said, whoever was the top gifter, whoever sent me the most coins, the most gifts, I would put their name in my bio until my next live stream and whoever's the next biggest tipper there. So on that live stream, it was literally just a feeding frenzy. Tip, 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 tip. And there were these two people going back and forth, entering drama queen after drama queen. That's $25 after $25. My mom and I watched this live stream for only about 10, 15 minutes. And within that 10 to 15 minutes, the creator had probably made between $300 and $400 just between these two having a bidding war. Not to mention all the other people throwing in the occasional Italian hand or rainbow puke. All of that adds up, and all of that money can actually be transferred right into a PayPal account. I recently went on my first ever TikTok Live just to see what it would be like, see how many people I would have on. Of my 300,000 followers, I believe I had about 50 to 100 people watching live, which is a decent number. I should note that the story I just told of the person who was having the feeding frenzy, the bidding war, they only had about 200 to 300 people on live. It wasn't like they had hundreds of thousands of people watching live. They only had a couple hundred. I believe I had about 50 to 100 people watching during my live stream. And I didn't incentivize tipping that much. I didn't incentivize the gift giving. I was mostly just kind of talking and answering questions. But even with that being said, I started to get some tips. I started to get some drama queens, some rainbow pukes, some love bangs. Although it didn't equate to much money for me, I think it equated to $4, which if we're doing our math correctly, is about 800 diamonds. 800 diamonds, 800 cents, cut that in half, 400 cents, $4. Yeah, so I got about 800 coins, 800 diamonds during that live stream. It wasn't much, but it was interesting to note that even someone like me on their first ever live stream, without even asking for much, was able to get gifts. It's an interesting psychology that we could spend plenty more episodes talking about, the psychology of live streams and the need for people to want to be recognized by quote-unquote celebrities. But it is very interesting to note that you can make money directly on TikTok. The conversion process is very complicated. Luckily, of course, it's all done electronically, so you don't have to do the math yourself. But now that you know the math, you can take advantage of this conversion rate on TikTok. You can take advantage of the ability to earn money during your live streams and start getting tipped. So unlike any other platform, yes, you can make money directly on TikTok if you have over 1,000 followers. Best of luck to you. I hope that you're getting tons of drama queens when you start going live on TikTok. And hey, even if you're just making an account for the first time or you had your first viral video, I would love to hear about it. I would love to see the video, the TikTok. Send me a message on Instagram. Send me a DM. My handle on Instagram is Brock11Johnson. That's also my handle on TikTok. That's my handle across all platforms. And I appreciate you for being here. I appreciate you for listening to today's Quick Tip Tuesday about making money on TikTok. Until next time, happy networking and keep storytelling.
This episode has been brought to you by Push Journal. If you're the type of individual who loves to make lists, keep yourself on task, get organized, and there just don't seem to be enough hours in the day. This is a convenient, lightweight, simple to use 30-day system. This is not just a day planner. And learn how you can get your health, fitness, life, and goals organized and develop the laser focus you need to have the life that you deserve. Check it out. Go to pushjournal.com.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.